Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with FitExec. On the show today, we have former MMA fighter Jonathan Patrick on the show today talking to us about how he stays fit and successful in his career. Check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with FitExec. We have another fit executive on our program today. That would be Mr. Jonathan Patrick. He is the Senior Vice President and Chief Lending Officer of UT Federal Credit Union in Tennessee. At least that's what my notes say, sir. Is that what you are?
It's still true.
All right. And you have like a number of other ventures, what we can put in the show notes and stuff, but we don't want to take up. But one of the cool things about this interview in particular, you were a former MMA fighter. And so we're going to kind of focus on that a little bit for this interview. Pretty cool stuff, sir.
Yeah, I did. It feels like a totally different person. The tattoos are covered right now and all the ear piercings are out. And that's honest truth. That's not a joke. So it just feels like a totally different person that did that. But I got into martial arts when I was 15, actually.
Okay.
And then I trained in what you would call American karate, so kickboxing and some traditional parts to it. And I went through the typical training. And then along the way, I loved it so much that I started to learn different styles and things like that. Mm-hmm. And actually, my first full-time job out of college, instead of accepting a job as a buyer with Dillard's, this is true, all true, actually flew me out to the corporate office and offered me a job. I actually decided to stay on and teach martial arts full time at a studio I had been teaching at during college.
Okay.
And that was because I was competing full time. And we had started training with most people that have watched the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the UFC, mm-hmm. the Gracie family. Hoist Gracie won the first couple of events. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned to you, Caesar Gracie, his cousin, was sitting to my right when Hoist won the first UFC. So I was actually training with that family before they even lived here in the U.S. and before the UFC even came into creation.
Yeah, and this is like MMA royalty, basically, UFC royalty, you know? And so you're in the thick of it.
Yeah, I was with those guys early on. My instructor was very progressive and agreed with what they were saying, which was stand-up's all well and good, but if you get thrown on your back, you're not going to know what to do. And so he said, we're gonna engage these guys and regularly train with them. So they would fly. We'd pay to fly them in, and we would train with them privately all weekend and send them back.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fighting side just came. I've never been one of those testosterone chest pounding males. I mean, I guess I can be if I have to be. I've never was that guy that you see, especially the professionals these days, where it's I'm gonna go kick that guy's tail. Mm-hmm. You know, it just was never me. Mm-hmm. But I liked to test myself. And that's actually why I started fighting. I thought, well, what better way to tell me you've been training all these years? And I was actually the 1996 National Grand Champion in point karate.
Wow.
But that was just kind of hit and stop, not bam, 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 and everything else that happens.
Right.
And I thought, I just want to test myself and see if I can really do it as close to full tilt as possible. I've only been in a few fights in my life, so I thought, why not? You know, if you're a football player, you want to play in the NFL. And so if you're in martial arts and you want to test yourself, you fight. So that's kind of what got me into it.
Well, let's fast forward a little bit. You're well entrenched in the corporate world and family man and all this good stuff that we all have. We have all these responsibilities that we have to adhere to these days and happily. But I mean, how has MMA, your MMA background, influenced you in your corporate life, and how has it helped you become the success that you are today?
Yeah, I think I actually wrote my own blog article about this not too long ago. And one of the things I learned was, your viewers can't see me, but I'm about 6'3", and nowadays about 190 pounds. Back in my fighting days, I was 6'3", 170. So just lean, not very muscular.
Yeah.
But I had a great career, but partially because of timing early in my career. Not everybody knew stand-up and grappling. If you go back and look, they knew one or the other. And I knew both. So I had a great career. I actually stayed undefeated in my weight class, but I was never a big, bulky guy. And so I had to outwork everyone. You know, I had to put in the time and the effort. And I think that transitioned into business as I just learned, well, you just out-hustle everybody else and it'll pay dividends.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that I think it has its positives and negatives. You know, so if you're crazy driven, it'll push your career forward, sometimes quicker than most people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think there can be a negative because you can work yourself into the ground. You and I were joking right before we came on, burned down right now because I've just been doing so many things. And so because, you know, I was telling you I was doing yard work. I tell you, it's even translated into yard work. How sick is this? I get out there and I start doing it. And, you know, 8 hours into it, I should probably stop and take a break. No, no, no. But my brain just still has that switch that it had in MMA, which is just keep going, just keep driving, just keep pushing, push through all the pain and the tired and all that. So I think it has some goods, but it has some bad you have to watch out for too.
Yeah, you pay for it the next day. My back!
At 20, not so much, but at 40, you pay for
Indeed.
It.
Indeed, I know that story all too well. So what do you do currently that kind of keeps you fit, keeps you healthy, and then how does it help your career? Is there something that you do on a daily basis that folks can kind of glean off of us, so to speak?
Sure, yeah. I wouldn't call it daily. I've lived a much more balanced life these days, and it did used to be 7 days a week. And that's actually why I left MMA professionally to move into what I'd gone to college for or a career. Mm-hmm. Because, back when I was into it, you couldn't make the living these guys make at it. So I just kind of transitioned out of it. And plus, the lifestyle's not that great. I mean, it looks glamorous if you're a champion. But guys, I'm telling you, training 6 days a week, twice a day, 4 hours each pop. You're not eating cookies, you're not drinking adult beverages that you enjoy, it's a grinding lifestyle. So I balance it much more now, plus also just the fact that we joked about being older. I mean, you just can't do as much as you used to, but I still train lightly just to stay sharp on my skills. I've got a 7-year-old daughter that I have to beat up on boys one day, so I gotta still be able to hold true to my threats. But
good for you.
I just, some of my friends, I've got a third bay garage that we padded and everything else and turned into a workout area. So nice. For about 10 years, I've trained just close friends of mine. And then one guy, as a matter of fact, just ran his first full marathon. We cut 90 pounds off of him in all of his training.
Wow.
Yeah. His name's Derek Tingle. Shout out to Derek. 90 pounds gone and just ran his first full marathon in 4 hours and 25 minutes.
Well done.
But I do still train lightly, but it's mostly just to stay sharp. And when you've done it for this long, it's part of your life. Mm-hmm. I love to mountain bike. I love to trail run. My wife actually got me into those things. Oh. She's always been an outdoor enthusiast and ran. And I mean, the most I'd ever ran before I met her was maybe a mile or two. So that's more long distance cardio than burst and recovery that MMA is.
Yeah.
So I do all that kind of stuff and just balance it. I won't sit here and lie to you and tell you that I'm a crazy nutritionalist like I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like everything in moderation. Mm-hmm. So, instead of, every meal you have dessert, maybe every other. Or mm-hmm. instead of, I always tell people that I coach sometimes on health and fitness. I'm like, look, you don't have to replace all those sodas that you're having. You certainly shouldn't have them or as many, let's just say that. Mm-hmm. But everything in moderation would be swap every other for water or...
Yeah.
I just don't believe in never touch ice cream again, that mentality, because it's not going to work for most people. You'll deny yourself, and then a month later, you'll be doing great, and then you'll freak out and eat the whole carton of ice cream. You have to live life in moderation and enjoy things to some degree. It just can't be at every single meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it adds up.
Sleep's something I've become more passionate about in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I went to bed. I listened to my body. I went to bed at 8 p.m. I never used to do that. It was always midnight or 1 o'clock. But granted, I had knocked out a lot of things, so I didn't have anything looming over me. But I just knew I was exhausted. And just when my daughter went to bed, I went to bed too.
Good for you. Yeah, that's what I do too. My body is like really, it tells me really loudly. It's like, even if you just lay down for like 15 minutes or a half hour, just a little power nap or just rest, my body tells me. And then I do that and then I'm good to go. I mean, like I have this burst of energy and I'm good to go for the rest of the day or evening. So yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It makes an immense difference. The thing I do at work that I've told a lot of people about lately is, so especially with the 7-year-old, in the morning, I'm not a morning person. I've tried the whole morning thing. I get it. Some of my online mentors that I follow actually are recently talking about power morning and stuff like that. Sounds great, but I've tried it so many times. I know it's just not me to get up at 5 a.m. like my wife does and exercise. I'm miserable and it's not worth it. The flip side is now getting older, when I get home, I want to spend time with my family. Whereas in the past, when I didn't have those responsibilities, it wasn't as big of a deal.
Right.
So now what I do is I actually get in the vast majority of my exercise is during the work week is actually during lunch.
Okay.
I literally, for instance, I'll leave here, I carry my running gear with me, and I'll leave here and either go for a run on one of the greenways nearby, or I can be at a natural area and either mountain bike or trail run within 10 minutes. I can be there, run for 30, 10 minutes back, clean up and get back to work. So, and the reason I love that is A, it's out of the way. I don't have to worry about it on either of those ends I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, it does, instead of taking a nap, it does most of the time give me that burst to get through that 2 p.m. kind of exhausted.
Yes. Yeah.
It definitely, especially on a day like we have today where it's nice and sunny out. Mm-hmm. In San Diego, if I remember
correctly. We don't know anything about the sun here in San Diego, nothing.
So I'm sure. So it definitely, on days like this, it'll re-energize me. And sometimes it's when I do my best thinking too, believe
it
or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that has come up in almost every interview I've done so far. Is like when people are running or riding a bike or swimming or whatever, some sort of like, I don't want to say endurance sport, but where you're doing something for like 20 minutes or 30 minutes, they think of problems or issues and all of a sudden solutions come into their brain. It's happened in almost every interview. So it's the same thing with you, huh?
Yeah, I think if I had to put my finger on it, I would tell you that I think it's because with endurance sports, you have to go blank if you want to enjoy it, in my opinion. Yeah. Everyone does, but I've noticed that my best runs or my best mountain biking outings have been where I come off the trail or come off the greenway and I go, wow, what happened to that 45 minutes? I mean, where did it go? Mm-hmm. And I think it's just because you hit that spot where you just go, especially doing things like halves and full marathons. I've never done a full. I've done a half. Done two halves. Yeah. You kind of have to go blank because at some point you're just not comfortable anymore. And if you're thinking too much, you're just going to be miserable. Yeah. And I think when you get, what happens there, you get relaxed and these other thoughts just kind of flood in. Plus, it has to be partially the endorphins that kick off. Mm-hmm. You're feeling good. And so your brain starts really being very active and thinking through things like that. Yeah, some of my, what I would consider best ideas of running around like a madman.
I like that. So, I mean, have you always been this way? Have you always been kind of like, you know, the MMA fighter, the runner, the mountain biker? I mean, or was there some point in your life where you kind of went, you know what, let's get on a better trail here, a better path? And
as active as a young teenager and even as a earlier than that, I was always active, right? But it was just active for fun, right? It wasn't for health or anything like that. And a couple of things happened. I can actually tell you an exact point when I got serious about exercise.
Okay.
And it was actually my first karate tournament. I had been in karate for a little while, and I went to my first tournament, and my brother drove 3 hours to watch me, and my dad drove me 3 hours to get there. Mm-hmm. So we kind of in the middle. I lived in South Carolina. And I remember what happened is that a karate tournament is they kind of call out the categories and by belt and age. And I heard my belt color and went to that area. Mm-hmm. And after I got my tail kicked in my first fight and it lasted a whopping 20 seconds, I realized I'd gotten in the men's division, like grown men. And obviously at that time I was 15, so not anywhere near a grown man, right? But I got my tail kicked, and you know, that did not make me happy. And I'll never forget, you know, you asked me earlier, has it paid dividends in business? I believe that moment is when the switch flipped and I gotten this idea about working everybody, because I cried. I'll just tell you, I boohoo cried the whole ride home, furious at myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting home, getting past all that, either the next day or that day, I remember saying to myself, I will never lose again because I didn't put the time in. Like if somebody's better than me, they're just better than me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lose. And so I think that had a lot to do with it. And so that got me interested in what else can I do to be healthy, right? So nutrition and all these other things. And then I got a little older, and the mountain biking and those outdoor activities kind of came just because of my wife. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's not something I had ever done, but I'd been in martial arts for a long time, and I did take a little 6-month stint out of training at all and thought, well, let's try something else. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a blast doing that, and it mixes it up. So I wouldn't say I've always been that way, but maybe partially, and along the way things have evolved. The nutrition has been a lot to do with getting older. So it's not as easy to overcome physical issues just by outworking anymore, right? I mean, I can get a little faster with my runs, but you know, everything still hurts no matter what I do. But the nutrition I can dial in a lot more, and it can have an impact more so than, you know, trying to get stronger or something like that. You know, doing a lot of lifting, which every time I lift, I get hurt. But the nutrition came later as I got a little bit older, got a little bit more serious, and realizing that, you know, for healing factor, you know, back when you're 18, if you fall and twist an ankle, you're up within no time up running around, right?
Yep.
Nowadays, at this age, you do it, it's months.
You're down for a year, man.
It's over. So, I figured nutrition can help with that. And then my wife got involved with a direct sales company, and you know, it's the most researched product in the world. And we got into that for my daughter to try and get her fruits and vegetables, and then we started to do it. And so being involved in that type of industry also got us more tied into nutrition and things like that. Well, so I think it's just been an evolution over time,
with
at least a foundation when I was younger of being active.
So how does it help you in your job? I mean, does it help you be more alert, more productive? Is there anything concrete that you can kind of put your finger on?
Well, I just think that the discipline pays off, no matter whether it's nutrition or anything else. The idea of balance pays off, right? So balance in career too and things like that. And then I can tell on a day when I'm not eating as clean, you got to have your cheat days. I believe in them, right? My team knows it's not a joke. Some days I'll sit down and eat a whole medium pizza and they'll go, "What are you doing? You're supposed to be Mr. Health." And I'm like, that's the point, is I allow myself to do this every now and then.
Love it. Great advice.
But I think I can tell when I've done that, my energy level goes boop.
Yeah, me too.
My brain power goes boop, and everything just drops because, it's just, it's scientific, right? It's just pulling the blood flow to your stomach, and so you're exhausted.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you get kind of the baby head wobble after lunch, the food coma.
That's exactly right.
Especially if you eat a huge meal like on Friday. I mean, I've had a cheat weekend, basically. On Friday, my wife was kind enough to go get me one of those big, giant carne asada burritos that we have out here in San Diego, and... I tell you, that afternoon I was down for the count. I couldn't even see straight.
Yeah, and it's great at the moment, right? Yeah. I mean, I love food. I tell people nowadays, one of the reasons I run is because I love food, right? And that allows me to eat certain things that I want to and not feel as bad about it.
Right.
But it just, if you pay attention to your body, it'll tell you. Just like we said, it'll tell you when you're tired. It'll tell you. You shouldn't have had all that. Mm-hmm. If you pay attention to your body, it'll tell you, "I want more of that." I mean, have you ever noticed that when you drink a ton of water, have you ever had a day where you thought, "If I drink any more water, I'm going to float away"? Body will keep screaming for it.
Yeah.
There's a reason. I mean, we're talking about a very intelligently designed machine that we are, and your body will tell you what it needs. I mean, I've had days where I'm like, "I need some leafy greens." And you think, "Well, where does that come from?" It's not just random. I don't know that many people that just love leafy greens, but your body's screaming for whatever is in there.
That was me last night. My wife fixed a wonderful salad, and we had lasagna and all that stuff, but I ate more of the salad than I did the lasagna. I mean, it was actually kind of lasagna complemented the salad last night, whereas Friday and Saturday, it was like a Mexican food buffet for me, and I paid for it on Sunday, and so I was craving the salad, like you said, and I'm drinking like a ton of water.
Right, and your body will tell you what you've got to have. You just got to learn to listen to it. And I keep coming back to it. As we are getting older, it'll tell you what you should and shouldn't do, too. And mine tells me when I don't need to go back out and run that day. Like, today's an off day, just to tell you. I did not run today during lunch because I had ran a lot this weekend, and my knees were like, "Well, let's take a break."
Hey, buddy.
Down.
Well, to wrap up here, Jonathan, I mean, what advice do you have for folks out there who are maybe looking for that push fitness-wise to kind of get a leg up in their career? Because there's lots of us out there. I used to be in that same boat, just kind of like sitting in my cubicle or wherever and just like, gosh, how am I going to – where do I get the energy to do that extra project or whatever? It's just something to get me going.
Right. So one of the things I like to tell people is, and I mentioned to you, Derek, that trained with me, that's lost all that weight. Mm-hmm. I don't. The minute you think about not doing it, you got to go do it.
Okay.
Just because most people, it's true. Most of the time, I've found that as long as you'll get, it's getting started that's the issue.
Right.
If you'll just go, once you're going, not all the times. There's times I get out there too, and I'm like, I just want to turn around, but if you'll just go when you don't feel like it. Immediately. I mean, in my house, I look like a cat sometimes, right? You know how the cats get up and just run off into another room? If it's my time to run that day, and I'm kind of dilly-dallying around the idea, you can tell when it hits me really that I don't want to do it that day, because the second it does, I slam my shoes on and I'm gone. But I just don't allow myself the time to change my mind.
Good for you.
And what I found is, majority of the time, once I do that, I'm thrilled that I did it.
Exactly.
I love it. I'm like, yes. Go. There's times I don't want to drive 10 minutes to go do a trail run on a nice day. Mm-hmm. But I've found that by the time I'm into it, I'm like, wow, this, I feel so much better. So I would tell people, don't hesitate, and then balance. The difference is you can't just go crazy. It can't be one extreme or the other. It can't be, I'm not going to do it at all, or I'm going to go bonkers and, I'm never touching a cookie or ice cream again. And I'm eating all salads every day, all day. My father-in-law, I'm very proud of him. He lost a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. One of the problems that I told him I was concerned about was he ate the same three meals for like a year straight. Very proud of him. He had the discipline to do that. But sooner or later, those meals get old, right? So yeah. Balance and discipline around it, you just got to give it time. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want it to impact your career, you got to give it time to make it a habit. Just right. Make it your life. Make it something that you do regularly. And what'll happen is it'll get to the point where the opposite happens. You can't stand not to do it. Yeah. I mean, if I try and go 2 weeks without exercising, I'm crazy. I'm crazy anyways, but I'm even worse. You know, I'm even worse. So just balance and discipline and just make it part of your lifestyle where you can't stand not to do it. Yeah, it's exactly. Amazing what it will do for you personally and professionally. It's outstanding.
Indeed.